So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Mark Nakano. I'm the Senior Director of Product Marketing and Partnerships at NexGard. Now, just a little bit of brief background on me. This company, Nagra, I actually worked for them for 8 years. And then I left. And I went to go work for a company named Civolution at the time. 5 months after I started at Civolution, Nagra comes and buys the company. So now I'm kind of back at Nagra again. I like to say they bought the company because they wanted to get me back that badly. So it should come as no surprise to anyone in this room that the TV industry in general and the pay TV industry specifically is going through a very fast change due to new technology and new players modifying the dynamics of the TV industry. So streaming video and OTT providers are becoming a bigger part of the market. So over the next 20 to 25 minutes, I'd like to share with you some information of how OTT is becoming more important and how piracy is viewed by the pay TV providers and what we can do about it. So first, just to briefly to go over, just wanted to mention that the quality of content is getting better and better, and so does the cost to produce it. So as this chart shows, you can see how content is increasing and how much it's costing to create it. So some of the big US producers have been increasing their production budgets over the past few years, while new entrants like Netflix and Amazon are starting to play in the same league. So in fact, OTT streaming providers are ramping up their investments in original content. So you can see from this slide that between Netflix and Amazon, over $10 billion is being spent this year on original content. So not to be left out of the picture, the top sports leagues are also increasing the price of content rights over the last few years. So in every part of the world. So you can see that all of these sports vendors are from all across the world, not only just the US. So this gives you an idea of how valuable this content really is. So let's look at this a little bit deeper on distributing this awesome content. So traditional pay TV vendors, as you see here, service providers, now face strong competition from the Silicon giants. You have Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Netflix. Some of the content franchises now are also starting to get into direct-to-consumer offerings. So now you have companies like Disney, to mention one company, actually making a $1 billion investment into this new space. So everyone is obsessed with pleasing and keeping the consumer. So very much seduction is the new game. So let's take a look at what is enabling this. So really the driver behind all of these new services is broadband. So broadband is now ubiquitous pretty much across the entire world and is actually creating these new markets for delivery. And looking at the future, there's 5G mobile networks. So what 5G is going to do is it's basically going to allow rapid access of broadband video or any data actually to new geographies that weren't easily covered by fiber or by any kind of wired means. So if you really think about what 5G is basically broadband in the sky. So to get an idea of how much disruption this is actually causing in the industry, I wanted to go over a few statistics that Nagra obtained, and what we did was we commissioned a study called the Pay TV Innovation Forum. And so this was a study we created in conjunction with a company called MTM. And so what we did was we interviewed many pay TV executives, and we found that 82% agreed that competition in the pay TV industry is set to increase dramatically as pay TV companies, telcos, and OTT service providers compete for subscribers. And 71% of the executives agreed that pay TV service providers in their country will struggle to grow their business over the next 5 years. And this is up from 57% in 2016. So what does this mean? This means basically the game probably has changed forever. So in parallel, we also commissioned a study by Ampere Analysis, and this chart shows that the push made by the OTT providers like Netflix and Amazon are driving total content revenues worldwide. So these revenues are actually supported by new entrants in every region. So looking at the graph, you can kind of see, and I think someone else this morning was going over the same thing, but if you look at this graph, you can basically see that pay TV revenue has pretty much, not really bottomed out, but it's pretty flat. But the OTT revenue, subscription OTT revenue, is growing like crazy. So really, from a content provider standpoint, this is actually a good thing, because what this means is, overall, the demand for content is increasing. It's just for TV providers, it's not such a pretty story. So now, really, OTT has become an integral part of the new pay TV industry as applications and services converge. So taking advantage of this new ubiquitous broadband, we see now that content owners are actually getting into this space and launching direct-to-consumer offerings. So players, like I mentioned before, Disney, they have made significant investments to be successful in this new space. Others have actually started early, so they've got kind of a reputation. So you can see here that Major League Baseball, Advanced Media, and Netflix started pretty early, 2007. And then you have Hulu Plus and Amazon coming in 2010, 2011 timeframe. And now you have basically everybody. You have HBO Now, you have Shudder, and you have other CBS All Access coming in recently. And what's gonna happen is we're seeing this trend overall. All of these number of offerings continues to grow. So there's gonna be a lot of OTT streaming in the future. So going back to kind of the pay TV industry, what I wanted to do is show you from the study that we did some of the challenges that the pay TV industry has faced and basically show how similar some of those challenges are to what the content providers have faced. So once again, what we did was reviewing the findings from this pay TV innovation forum that we commissioned. You can see that pay TV executives face three main challenges. So the first one is this proliferation of OTT services. Once again, we talked about all of the new services that are coming. So from that other chart, you see it's just growing like crazy. So number two is changing consumer behavior and demand. So what that means is these consumers now, or these users, are actually consuming data differently. It's not no longer I go to, you know, DirecTV, Dish, or Comcast, and I sit there and I watch. I can watch it on my mobile, I can watch it on my tablet, I can watch it on, you know, cloud DVR, whatever, right? And the third thing that they're worried about is content piracy. So obviously, even though it's number three, like for content providers, they have some of the same challenges, but piracy is definitely one of their main concerns, especially with premium VOD coming just around the corner. So looking more closely at this piracy problem, so this is how our findings show that video content piracy is really evolving rapidly. So our research shows that content piracy is seen as a significant and growing problem, really fueled by the uptake of these illicit streaming devices. So online streaming is still a major concern, and don't forget these are from pay TV industry people. So online streaming right now is their major concern, but you could see that the IPTV set-top boxes, which is the third line, is actually the fastest growing segment right now. So 79% say online streaming is one of their biggest concerns, with 45% being the piracy boxes, but that is actually growing a lot more. And finally, 50% of the executives think that content piracy will lead to greater pressure on the pay TV industry. So this is up from 41% in 2016, and it actually shows that this is a growing concern across the industry, and it's a significant change over just 1 year. So just to kind of give you an idea of what kind of impact piracy could have, we kind of did a kind of back of the napkin type of calculation. And we assume that, you know, if you take 1 in 4 users pirated content and convert them to a legitimate subscriber, you could possibly gain $7 billion globally, right? So that's a pretty big number. So let's actually talk about piracy a little bit more. So piracy we've seen has actually evolved. It's kind of followed the same model as the media industry in that you have paid piracy. So this is more, I buy a box and I subscribe to a service. And my colleague this morning actually referred to this where you probably get a better user experience, better quality of service because you're actually paying for this thing. You're not just going and getting free add-ons. But then the second model is free or ad-based piracy. So here you might risk the getting malware and things like that, but you get your content for free. So what the pirate organizations are doing is they're actually using this new technology, using this thing, and they're very sophisticated, and they're leveraging this type of technology to actually gain access to legitimate content and to pirate it. So ultimately what this means is premium content is under attack. So once again, we heard this morning from my colleague that this is pretty much the biggest game changer, these IPTV streaming devices. So video piracy is no longer associated with this low quality and difficult to use services. So you as a consumer now can easily get one of these devices, illicit streaming devices. I mean, they're basically, you can buy them, I think you showed it, Alicia. You can pretty much go to Amazon or wherever and buy these devices. And we've actually seen a very rapid increase in ownership over the last year. So the problem is many of these devices are Android-based, just like what you have in your phone, and are available from several retailers. And a lot of them come preloaded with Kodi. Even though you might not have the add-on, but it's preloaded with Kodi, it's very easy to actually just go and find these add-ons and add them yourself. And like I mentioned before, some viewers pay a subscription fee to get some of these pirate services. So you saw the slide this morning, but basically I wanted to point out that, you know, a lot of retailers have actually banned the sale of these fully loaded Kodi boxes, but you could still buy an IPTV streaming box. Whether it has Kodi on it or not, what's really easy to do is you can go on YouTube and you can find this guy, Solo Man, and he actually has all these tutorial videos to actually say, hey, I have a, this is how you create this pirate box, right? He has over 500,000 subscribers. One of the funniest things we found was when he first started, he was under 100,000 subscribers, right? And what YouTube does is when you actually hit 100,000 subscribers, they send you a plaque that says, congratulations, you hit 100,000 subscribers. So he actually made a video where he's like, I'm so glad you guys, you know, put me over the edge. I got this plaque from YouTube. I mean, we already heard about, I think, some of the problems with YouTube this morning, but it's really interesting to see that this is kind of happening. So with content investments increasing, you know, we see like new series such as The Crown by Netflix cost $9 million per episode. So widespread piracy can put the entire creative value chain at risk. So winning and keeping subscribers really means you have to invest in your content. So what happens if the content is stolen? Can your business model survive? Oh, this is weird. Sorry, it's wrong slide. So content value protection is critical to your business. And no one can afford to fight this battle alone. So this means the whole content value chain must react and get together and find a way to curb this illegal activity. So our research has shown that 72% of pay TV providers see the benefit of engaging in anti-piracy activities. So I think in the future, you should see more cooperation. I think you saw some of that again, Alicia, cooperation. Because they're seeing that, hey, we have to do something about this. This is a huge problem. So what can we do to fight piracy? So in our experience, you have to go beyond just, hey, I found a bunch of links. Here's the links I found. You know, you have to go beyond just finding links and shutting them down. What you really need is you need three main areas. So you have technology, which is things like DRM, watermarking, fingerprinting, and automating a lot of this, web crawling. You have enforcement. So enforcement would mean finding pirate links and shutting them down. And ultimately, you might need legal to find pirate leaks or to actually share our best legal practices worldwide and ensure that they are put in place at a worldwide level. And part of legal also means you have investigative. So instead of just, like I said before, you find a bunch of links, you shut them down, and then you go to the content provider and say, okay, I found 1,000 links. You know, go ahead and take over. You kind of have to go beyond that model now. You have to actually offer services like, okay, I found 1,000 links. If you want me to, I can get my investigators worldwide to go after these guys, find how the chain works, and once I find the offending party, I can then sue them on your behalf or, you know, throw them into jail. So to do it effectively, you really need a team of domestic and international experts that support anti-piracy activities around the globe. So to start with, you know, these are some of the technologies that we use for protecting content and helping to stop piracy. So start with, you know, video is usually secured before it's being delivered to the consumer. So this is usually done through the use of DRM. And what we consider DRM is really it's a technology that's used to keep the honest people honest, right? So the way it works, and I think a lot of people know this already, is you take a video, you scramble it with a key, then you encrypt the key. So this is basically what the DRM does. You deliver this scrambled video to an authorized user. The authorized user is sent the key, and since it is an authorized user, it's able to decrypt that key, use the key to unlock the video, and watch the video. That's kind of how DRM works. So however, once that authorized user is able to watch the video, you know, the video is in the clear. It's not protected anymore. So this is normally when piracy happens, or it can happen. And so this type of piracy is actually known as content sharing. So what can we do to protect against content sharing? So to fight this, what we found, once again, is it's important to put together a monitoring program that's integrated with a takedown program. And this ensures that the technical proof that is gathered can be used to support enforcement activities with partners such as your ISPs, your cloud infrastructure vendors, and also drive legal action if necessary. To make the monitoring more efficient and more automated, we usually use fingerprinting technology. So with fingerprinting technology, we're able to look at a piece of video, the original source, compare it to a pirate piece of video, and automatically just compare those two to say, hey, this is actually the, you know, video that's pirated. This is the actual copy of, you know, Star Wars or whatever, right? So we can automate a lot of this stuff, and we don't necessarily have to do this manually, right? So this was something that was brought up this morning also is, hey, we have to automate a lot of this stuff or else we won't be able to fight it efficiently. So another thing that we use in our tool chest is called watermarking. So this is kind of where we step in, we're the experts in this. And watermarking is ultimately used as a deterrent, and it's actually used to leak or trace the leaked video back to the user, right? So everybody, I mean, I think most people in this room understand watermarking, but a lot of people are like, well, what do you do to prevent somebody from taking it? Watermarking does nothing to prevent somebody from taking it. I'll take it. What it prevents is, look, it's traceable now. It's you know, it's you that we could trace it back to. And we like to say it prevents the next time piracy, right? So as an example, if you're a distributor and I give you Spider-Man and you leak it, and I know you leaked it, when Spider-Man 2 comes out, do you think I'm going to give it to you? Probably not, right? So it kind of prevents that. And in real time, so if we're doing a real time watermarking, what it allows us to do is to actually find the real time data, pull out the ID, and then we can actually shut down the offending subscriber. Okay. Okay, so once again, from a legal perspective, so this is the new part that we're kind of promoting. It's all about escalation. So you really start with kind of notifications. These are like the takedown notices that everybody talks about. And then if you have somebody that doesn't respond, what do? You do escalation, right? Sometimes that works, sometimes that doesn't. So if there's no escalation, so then what you also want to do is you want to lay the groundwork for all of this. So you actually direct, you have contact with the ISPs before and after the event. And what you can do is from real-time escalations, you could actually go to some legal threats, which will eventually lead to litigation, which will then disrupt this whole pirate network. So just to help you hurry up, but anyway, at Nagra, we're actually able to protect this entire content chain now. So on technology side, we work with a lot of content tech providers, aggregators, and distributors, and we've developed this watermarking tool to help them in production.
And this is forensic
watermarking. It's forensic watermarking, that's all we do. And then for secured media asset management, we actually offer that under the Divinor name. And this is kind of, if you think about it, it's a secured digital asset management system, one master in, derive everything, securely distribute to your endpoints. And for the distribution, in this case, it's more TV distribution to the final end user. We actually have both Konax and Nagra that are able to provide security for this. And with the new 4K requirements, security is getting even tougher to get. And then we're able to actually, with all of this, we're able to actually find leaks across this entire supply chain. So as the last slide, one of my last words, I just wanted to bring this up, basically saying, so this is one of the actual comments from the Soloman site, right? So this is just to prove that you get what, you don't get what you pay for, but it's hard to, you have to worry about certain things, right? So on this guy, he's basically saying, thanks for, doing this. I got it up and running. But the funny part is he has a quote. It said, the last thing I want is some messed up porn advertisement playing on Christmas morning, right? So there's no guarantee that that's not going to happen because he's doing this illegal stuff, right? So basically what's going to happen is, when you pirate content, there might be some inadvertent stuff that happens to you, right? So in conclusion, what I wanted to say is with all this new content raising customer appetite for consumption, it's not really surprising to see why TV and video piracy has become such a key issue around the world. So people love their content. And if they can't get it, they sometimes go to illicit means to get it. So as our research showed before, like I said, there's $7 billion at stake. And now there's a lot of digital to consumer things going direct to consumer. And with this, I mean, the number of platforms and online services will just blow up, will multiply. And it's going to multiply the risks because you're going to have all these points now where content can be destroyed. So at Nagra, with 25 years of experience, we help make sure that your business model, either selling direct or not, is compelling with great consumer-centric features that make your content attractive, is flexible to allow you to reach all market segments and leverage all distribution channels, and is secure so your content and operations are protected across the whole value chain. So with this ambition in mind, we will face together the next wave of business transformation that will drive growth and overall success of the media industry going forward. So I'd like to thank you for your attention and open it up for any questions that you have.